Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 611, which is broadcast live and also being recorded for future broadcasts for the remainder of the week. My name is Brady Murray, and I'm joined by Zach here in the studios at WWCR. Zach, how you doing?
I'm good, Brady. It's been a long day meeting you here at the station. Absolutely.
Been a long day for me and even longer for you, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But you stayed around to do the Saturday night broadcast,
which, yes,
to clarify, we are live for about 15 minutes. If you'd like to reach out to us, if possible, you can go to contact@wwcr.com. That's contact@wwcr.com. We don't have anybody to take calls right now. It would be fun to interact. We also kind of agreed that 15 minutes, if you get several calls, yeah, it's not going to be as much fun, and it could take up the whole broadcast.
It would be just getting into the meat of whatever they had to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd almost be rude. Might be fun, though.
Yeah.
State your name, location, height, weight. Anyway, as of this live recording, is 0300 UT on July 19th, which is Sunday. And for us here, mm-hmm, in Nashville, Tennessee, in the studio, it's 10 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, July 18th. And from there, we've got a couple of things that we can get into. One of them, I think we've seen a pretty good uptick, actually, in response recently.
Yes.
I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago that I thought we'd see some increase around the 4th of July, and we definitely did.
Yeah, something about the summer. The last live show we did, we went over one gentleman from Japan who just had his QSL card sent out. And today, we got through email, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, it was a eQSL that he sent us from Lithuania. Right. Mr. I'm sure I'm not saying this right, but Mr. Germanis.
But you're not saying it wrong to be funny. You know?
Correct.
We're just doing the best we can, right?
Just ignorance. Yeah. Germanis, Hermanus. But he's from Lithuania. He says, greetings from Lithuania. And he provides some details here. His reception was from July 13th. This is less than a week ago. And 12 to 1230 UTC on 13845 kilohertz.
So he's 13845.
Yes.
And 12 to 1215, which I think is about 8 o'clock in the morning, local time for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be, what, eight or nine hours ahead.
Yeah.
I looked it up. So it's kind of end of business day for him, sort of start for us. Mm-hmm. But that's good.
Yeah.
13845, that's a good long stretch into Europe.
Yep. A lot of reception reports that come out of that area. I think on that QSL map, there's a lot of blue markers, as you go deeper into Europe, mostly CR3 frequencies. And he caught that with a Texon S8800 receiver. The Texons are very popular amongst our listeners. A lot of reception reports say, hey, I was using a Texon.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 30 kilometers southwest of Vilnius, Lithuania. That was an outdoor reception. And his SINPO was 45444. So
it was excellent.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. But he has in quotations until approximately 1226 UTC. And the broadcast consisted of course, Christian programming. Mm-hmm. And until approximately 1215 UTC, the message focused on peace of mind and saving power of God's providence. At approximately 1213, several public service announcements from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which I would say are pretty universal if you live in a country where they drive cars.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's fair to say, as long as we're not talking about which side of the road you're supposed to drive on.
Yeah, please drive on the right side
of
the road.
Some things aren't universal, but I think most are, generally.
Yeah. Reception was very good for most of the broadcast. After approximately 1226, the signal became affected by strong interference of unknown origin. It happens. More likely to happen, I assume, the further you get from our location. And he did send us a YouTube recording of this, which I've yet to check out. But I will absolutely do that. And Mr. Germanus, your QSL card is sitting in our outgoing mailbox just a it's few true. Feet away from us.
I've seen it.
Yes.
So Lithuania.
So thank you so much.
One thing I really liked about that report is that he listened for basically an entire program or two, if they were 15-minute programs.
Yes.
And to me, that says you were listening to the content as opposed to, and nothing wrong with people who write in and say they checked our frequency and listened for 2 minutes. And mm-hmm. we need that kind of feedback too. But that one was unique, I think, in that he's giving you, it's not like we don't ever get details of programs,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah,
he listened to it until he ran into some static, which was getting to be late in the afternoon for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got some time to talk, and I don't know where all this will lead, but I wanted to bring it up, and I don't even think I mentioned this to you in advance, and I don't know a lot about it myself, but
right.
earlier this week, it appears that the United States House of Representatives passed the Sunshine Protection Act. Mm-hmm. Have you heard this?
Something about daylight savings?
So that we would go, the time that we're on right now in the United States, and I would assume this still goes to the Senate, you know, to the president. I'm sure there's many layers to have this thing enacted.
Right.
But I believe I'm correct in saying that it did very well in the United States. The first step there, you know, before Congress. And I started to think about how interesting that would be, because that would leave us, like right now we're UT-5 in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And later this year we'd go to UT-6, right?
Right.
But we'd stay in the same place. If the rest of the world doesn't make any change,
mm-hmm.
you know, we basically become like Eastern time.
Yep.
And then our Eastern time becomes, I've been in the Caribbean before. There's like another step over. I've been beyond that, except, you know, on land. I get that it changes. But that would really, if we were to make that change across the country, I've read that it would take... One of the criticisms is that the airline industry could take several years to clean this up.
Adapting.
But I think it potentially affects shortwave frequency scheduling too, mm-hmm. right?
It's pretty chaotic around here. Everybody has to make sure they're on the same page that 2 weeks around the time our transmitter schedule changes and the daylight savings time mm-hmm. kicks in. A lot of staggering going on.
People want, some people who are surveyed, I guess, or have contacted their representatives in the government of the United States, say that they want more daylight in the afternoon, which it would effectively produce. It would also be darker in the morning when mm-hmm. you wake up, right? Others say it's just an inconvenience, I guess, to have to make that change, right? Mm-hmm. So that change has been happening twice a year my entire life. Now, it has been expanded a bit, but how do you feel about that? Is that a huge distraction to your life? Do you feel like when it happens that it should have happened and that we were kind of moving into fall when we set our clocks back?
It's always been pretty normal in my life, and I've gotten used to it. It's kind of nice for like a change in the middle of the year. It's like, you wake up, it's dark out. I do like that. But when I do ask people who kind of have some responsibility that gets affected by it, I never really hear anything good. One of a broadcaster I've met in the past, he said he used to work on a farm, and when the time would change, the cows are all so used to getting up, like their internal clock, they're used to getting up at a certain time. And so it's like you get to work like an hour early for nothing because you're just sitting there trying to herd all these cows and they will not get up until they're ready.
So I wonder how that would work with internal clocks, if those would sort of reset and adjust.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it affects us at some in some way with our sleep. And
so in Nashville, Tennessee, we're just barely inside U.S. Central time zone. So you don't have to go very far to be in Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest effect that it has on us when we change our clocks back an hour is that in, we'll say, 45 to 60 days, our sunset time goes from about 7 p.m. to 4:30, 4:45.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very noticeable effect.
Yes.
On those, you know, everybody. I feel like in the summer when you have more daylight hours, tend to work later, longer.
Mm-hmm.
You still have some daylight. But I know that there are people that have exactly the opposite opinion. They want it to be daylight when they wake up. And it's, mm-hmm. and I think that there are some studies that they've talked about when it comes to this particular notion that we might just leave the clocks where they are, that talk about your sleep patterns and your general health and how it's not my words, just stuff I've read that it's provable or been proven,
right,
that you're better off to make the change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We've had it both ways. You know, this has happened before, and I think it was in 1974.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it lasted for a year, 2 years, but it is worth noting that I believe, if I'm correct here, I think that we've had this in the past, and that our representatives voted it out.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the way it was, which is the way it is now. So that'll be interesting to see if anything comes of that, because I really think it would create more collisions with other broadcasters and things that would be just small exceptions here or there. Do we live with it? Right. It's interesting because we're definitely working on our frequency planning for the B26 season.
Yes.
It's in existence, but it needs a little bit of refining. We've mm-hmm. talked about that with our folks at the FCC and other people as well. There's a few meetings that take place before the HFCC. So, Zach, I appreciate that you've stayed around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Through the evening. I know you like to do the live programs. I do, too. It's fun to just go on live and talk. Mm-hmm. It's neat when we get to interact with folks. And maybe at some point we'll be able to do that again. I know it didn't involve you. It's been several years, but we've had a couple of hour-long programs and taking calls, and people are generally pretty excited. We've done it during the day. We've done it at night.
It would be really cool to do that. I heard at one point they had a wireless mic and kind of went through the building at one point and interviewed some of the staff and on the show. That would be super cool.
It's always fun to do live radio.
Yeah.
Zach,
yeah.
I will tell you what, we make this happen. We really didn't give much in way of our information, so we'll see if we want to play the close or if we want to go back and we're just gonna have to give our close information. We went too long. That always happens, right? Of course, if you'd like to write to us, you can do that by writing to WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, abbreviated TN 37218 USA, by email contact@wwcr.com. And that's, we get a lot of response both ways, don't we?
Absolutely. We're constantly getting letters. I love opening those letters and seeing where people are getting up with us from. I love it so much. I love hearing from our listeners, much like this guy from Lithuania,
which is obvious because you always make it a point to get back to folks.
Yeah. So I promise if you send us a QSL, you will get one back sooner rather than later.
Right.
For sure.
As long as the mail is helpful to us.
Yeah.
If we do our part and there's some problem in between. let us know. Zach, thanks for being here. That's the end of our time for show 611.
Thank you, Brady.